Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. We'll begin Vav Amud Beis. Five lines from the bottom, two dots. V'amar of Chalba Amar of Huna. Another member of Rav Chalba in the name of Huna. Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Yirah Shamayim. Any person has Yirah Shamayim. Devar of Nishmayim. His words will be accepted. Shenemar Sayit Avar Kol Nishma Es Elokim Yare. When is it a Kol Nishma? When there's Yiras Hashem, if there's a Yiras Shamayim, then the words will be heard, will be accepted. At the end of the pasuk says, "Ki zeh kol ha'adam." My ki zeh kol ha'adam. Amar v'lazar, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu kol ha'olam kulu le'nivra el v'shil zeh. The entire world, the purpose of creation was for a Yiras Shamayim. He is the tachlis of Bria, and that is the whole purpose of the Bria. Rabbi Ava Bar Kahana Mar Shokol Zeh Keneged Kolam Kulam. He says slightly differently. There is a purpose for the rest of the Bria, but the entire Bria is worth not more than the Yiras Shamayim. The Yiras Shamayim is Shokol Keneged the whole Bria. There is value in the rest of the Bria, but it's only Shokol Keneged the Yiras Shamayim. Rav Shem ben Azai Aymer, Vamir Rav Shem ben Zayma Aymer, Kolam Kulu Loi Nivra El Tzavas Lazeh. The entire world, the rest of the creation, was to serve the Yiras Shamayim. Its purpose is only to serve and to benefit, to facilitate the Yiras Shamayim. It has a purpose, but to be subordinate to the Yiras Shamayim. Another member of Amar Chalbam Rav Huna Kol Sheidei B'Chaver Shirog L'Litin Loi Shalom. If a person knows that his friend usually greets him and gives him shalom, Yaktim Loi Shalom, he should precede him and give him shalom first. Shenemar Bake Shalom V'rat Feyu, he should pursue it and run after it. V'im Nosen Lo V'Loi Hichse, and if he did give him shalom and he didn't return it, Nikra Gazlan, it's considered a thief. Shenemar va'atem bi'atem akem gazalta agzelos oni bivateichem, that you destroyed the kerem, the theft of the oni is in your hand, in your houses. Why does it say the theft of an oni? The theft of an asher is also theft. As Rashi explains, the theft of an oni, all this person has is his dignity, shalom. If you don't give him that shalom, you take away that greeting from him, that shalom, that's gzeilas ani, you take away that all the person has. So by not greeting him, that's considered, he's considered a gazlan. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yosi Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispal. How do we know that the Ribbono Shel Olam also is mispal? Shenemar v'avi oisim el har kodesh v'simachtim beveis tfilasi. It says in my house of tefillah, tfilasam loy nemar. It doesn't say their house of tefillah, tfilasi. Mikan shekodesh baruch hu mispal. See, from here the Ribbono Shel Olam davens, and of course the question arises: Kodesh Baruch Hu davens. How is it that the Kodesh Baruch Hu davens? Kodesh Baruch Hu is not lacking anything. It's not missing anything. Davening is to make requests or to praise Rabbeinu Shalom, who's greater. What is the meaning of the Rabbeinu Shalom's tefillahs? So some explain that he davens means he demonstrates to us, he shows us how to daven. He shows how the manner in which we should daven. As we'll see. My matzli, what is the Kodesh Baruch? What is his tefillah? Amar of Zutra Bartuvi Amar Rab. Yehi rotzon milfonai sheyich b'shu rachmayes kas. That he wrote from myself, that my rachmi, my midas rachmi, should overpower the my anger. Vayagoyla rachma al midoisai. Ve'esnaig im bonai b'midas rachmi. That is mispalo, that he should conduct his children in the midas rachmi. Ve'ekonos lam lefni mishur asadin. And I will treat them lefni mishur asadin. Tanya am Rav Shimon am Rav Shmuel ben Elish. Pam achas nichnasi lahakti k'tayrus lifnai lufnim, he was the Kohen Gadol. He came to be marked with the k'tayrus, to bring the k'tayrus in the Kodesh Kadoshim lifnai lufnim. Very isi akas kia l'kor Hashem tzvokais. So some say that this really means the Rebbeinu Shalem. Shu yoyishev al kisei ram b'ni, so he was sitting on his throne. Va'omra la yishmo b'ni barcheni. And he requested from Yishmael to give him a bracha. Amarti loy, so he answered, Yirotza milfonecha, sheyich b'shu rachamecha, eskaasecha, ve'agola rachamecha, al midoisecha, v'tisnai imbanecha, v'minas harachamim, v'tikonis lom v'nim mishur asadin. So that is the broch that he gave him. that his midas rachamim should overpower the din, the kaas. He should treat his children with zed in the fnimishur sadin. V'nena li b'raisha, and he nodded, he acknowledged. V'kemash malan shloi te birchas hedjet kalav v'necha. We learn from here that the birchas hedjet should not be kala, not be light in your eyes. Meaning, as we mentioned before, the Rabbi Shem doesn't need anything. But he demonstrates to us that even the greatest can request a bar bracha from someone lesser. He demonstrates to us the midah that he davens, even though he's all powerful, he's omnipotent, but he davens that his midas rachman should overcome the midas hadin, meaning that is the rotzen, that is his rotzen, and he demonstrates humility, he demonstrates the yearnings and the wants, and the way we have to daven, demonstrates that the greater can even ask for a bracha. Alti birchas hedjet kalabeinecha. I once saw a shot, alti birchas hedjet kalabeinecha. This is mentioned over here in relationship to the Rabbein Shalaylam and a human. But if you have one yid to another yid, no yid is considered a hedjet in relation to relative to another yid. He may be lower, but it's not considered a hedjet. Here it says birchas hedjet because we're talking in terms of the Rabbein Shalaylam and a human being. In terms of a yid and someone who is a poshut, a peasant, then that could be a birchas hedjet. But from one yid to another yid, that's not considered a birchas hedjet. How do we know that we do not try to appease a person in his time of anger? And let his anger subside first. Don't try to calm him down, to appease him right in the heat of his anger. After the head of the eagle, so the Rabbi Shalom says, then I will listen to you and I will acquiesce. Wait till my anger subsides. So, wait till my anger subsides. Is there anger in Rabbeinu Shalaylam? Does he demonstrate the meat of anger? In yes. It says, the Kel Zoim, gets angry every day. What's the duration of his anger? Reg. It's called a rega, become a rega. So the girsa that we have in the Gemara is Echad mechameshes riboi v'shmein salavim, 158,000 shmein meas 800 shmein v'shmein 88th v'shah. That minute portion of an hour. The zuhi rega, that's called a rega. The girsa that an alternate girsa that Masar Shaz brings down is that it omits the 50,000. It's 8,888th of an hour, which is, we'll see from the Gemara Vayter, which is seems to be much more reasonable, because there, at least in that period of time, you can say a word. In the way the girsa that we have in the Gemara now, it's impossible even to say a word in that minute fraction of an hour. And when is that time the Kodesh Baruch gets angry? Nobody can really determine when that time is. Except for Bilam, he knew the thinking of the Machshavah of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Frek the Gemara, how can you say that Bilam knew that? He could not even be yored to the das of his animal, with his donkey. He lost the debate with his chamor. Das Elyon Havayada, you mean to tell me that he knew Das Elyon? Ella, what it means is what it means is that he knew, could determine that raga, that period of time when Kodesh Baruch Hu demonstrates his anger. Of course, it doesn't mean that Rabbi Shalom gets angry. Rabbi Shalom is perfect, the tachlis of perfection, but it means he demonstrates there's a period of time when he conducts the world, he demonstrates some anger in his conduct of the world, and Bilam knew when that period was. Behind the Amul Navi Yisrael, and that's the reference in the pasuk. The Navi says to Klal Yisrael, "Ami zechar na mayatz balak melech moyer." Remember that what he, the etzah that he had, Balak Melech Moav, that his Eitzah in order how to attack you. Remember what that is. Remember that is he hired Bilam to curse, to curse at the time that Rav Shalom gets angry. And the end of the pasuk says, "Ladas das tzidkas Hashem, laman das tzidkas Hashem." So, my laman das tzidkas Hashem. What is the reference in that end of the pasuk? To know the tzedakah, the righteousness of Hashem. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Mekodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Do kama tzidkas asisi machem. You should know what kind of charity, what kind of righteousness I did with you. Shaloi kaasi bimei bilam arasha. Even though normally, regularly, there is a demonstration, a manifestation of anger, so to speak, of Yachal in the world. But during that period of time, by Bilam, when he was out to curse Kol Yisrael, he did not demonstrate any of that anger. Because had he done that, there would have been nothing left. How can I curse? How can I get angry? If Hashem is not demonstrating the anger, I'm not able to, my curses have no power. Teaches us that during that entire period of time, the Rebbeinu Shlom did not demonstrate anger. It's a rega kimemra. And that time, the length of time that it takes to say rega, that's the length of time of rega. So according to the girsa that we had before, which is not our girsa in the Gemara, that it omits the 50,000, it could coincide with the amount of time, the duration of time that it says takes to say rega. But according to the girsa that we have in the Gemara, it doesn't really fit, because you cannot say the word rega in that minute period of time, 158,888 of an hour. You can't even say the word rega. So some say that this is a different opinion. According to the girsa of our Gemara, this is a different opinion. Tosfos speaks out, what, in any event, what can you curse in that short period of time? One answer Tosfos says is that he can say in the time that it says rega, he can also say that he can say destroy them. So he can say kalim, destroy them. Another pshat is that as long as the curse starts in that period of time, then it will have an effect even if it extends beyond that period of time. Back in the Gemara, Minol, under the Rega Rosa, how do we know that the duration of the anger is a Rega? The time that says Rega, Shenemar, Ki Rega, Ba'apa, it's a Rega in his anger, Chaim Brit Zayna. So it says until the Zam passes and Chavi Kimat Rega. So you see, Rega is a period of time for the anger to pass. And when is that period of time when the Bain Shalom gets angry? In the first 3 hours of the day, when the rooster's comb, when it turns white, that is that early part of the day, that during that period of time, that's when he gets angry. The koya chadkar, and the rooster stands on one leg. Frek the gemara kol shaita v'shaita nami koya hachi. Always that you find that regularly throughout the day. At any time during the day, you could find that. Mar says no. Kol shaita yisbeish raisa sumki. During the rest of the day, yes, it turns white. Yes, it stands on one leg, but there are red streaks in the comb. By shaita, less by shiraika sumki. At that hour of the day, there aren't even red streaks. There was a certain tzaduki that was in the neighborhood of Yishuv ben Levi. And he would be agitate him exceedingly with tzukim. He would try to bring riyas from tzukim. The tzukim, of course, don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. And he tried to bring riyas from the tzukim to defend his position, attacking the position of the chachamim. So he was mitzar of Yeshua ben Levi exceedingly. So he wanted to curse him, this tzaduki. So one day he took the tarnagailas, he tied it between his bedposts, and he was looking at him, staring, examining to see when that time when the comb would turn white, which is a shas of anger, of chaos, and at that time he would be able to curse this tzaduki. He thought that when that time comes, when it turns white, it'll curse him. However, kimat ha'ishayta naim, when the time came, he fell, he dozed, he fell asleep. Omar shma mina lavur achar lamever hachi. So therefore he understood that it's not proper for him to be doing that, to cursing him. Even though the tzaduk, he was a rasha, it still is not proper for him to do that. Because the pasuk says, v'rachma v'kol ma'asav k'si, his mercy is on kol ma'asav, even on the rishoyim, there is Hashem as mercy. K'si, gamanoish, la tzadik lo itayv, the tzadik should not punish. Tanya mishum d'rameh b'shon shacham z'rachas, when the sun rises, and all the kings, the east and the west, they put on their crowns and they bow down to the sun. That is the time of the anger of the Ribbono Shel Olam. A different note, he says, Mardus achas believer shall odon yoser mikam malchus. If a person resolves his own resolution to change and to better himself, has a much more better effect, a bigger effect than 100, maybe several Malkias giving him lashes. It's much more effective, a person's own resolve, more than external punishments. Shenema ritha es ma'aveh. Ve'amra el chavashuveh lishi arishin ki toivili oz me'ata. That the Klal Yisrael is compared to Zoyna, and she says that she's going to chase after her those that she's mizana with, and then she sees that there's no hatzlocha in that. Then she says and resolves on her own, v'ashuv el ishi arishin ki tov li azmeata, go back to my husband because it's better for me. So the resolution that they have in themselves is better than any of the punishments. The previous part of the pasuk says that Rabbani Shalom punishes, but that vashuva toiv, that understanding on your own, that it's better for me, that is more effective than the external punishments. Reish Lakish Amar Yosef Mi Mea Malkus, not only more than several marks, more than 100 Malkus. And then Matachas Gara B'Mevin Ma'akos Ksil Mea, Techas Gara B'Mevin Ma'akos Ksil Mea. So the humility of a person, and that he understands, b'maven, and an understanding person, is more than hitting a ksil 100 times, a fool 100 times. V'amrav yachad mishum rav yaisi shleish advarim b'kesh Moshe milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nasan lo. Moshe Rabbeinu had three requests from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it was granted. B'kesh tishrei shchina al Yisrael, so after the chet of the egel, Klal Yisrael was in jeopardy of being annihilated, in jeopardy of losing the Hashroas HaShechinah, etc. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal for their Yeshua. So he's mevakesh at Tishrei Shechinah al Yisrael, and also he was mevakesh and mispal that the Kadosh Baruch Hu should still, in spite of the Chet of the Egel, have Hashroas HaShechinah on Yisrael, and it was granted. Shenemar haloi belecht achayimono. Second question, request was b'kesh loy tishrei shchina al oivdei kechavim v'nosen loy. He requested that this hashroas hashchina should belong exclusively to Klal Yisrael and not be given to the goyim. It was granted. Shenemar v'niflinu ani v'amecha, that will be separate, will be special. B'kesh loy hidiyah d'roch hashadosh baruch. He wanted to know the mysterious ways of a Rabbeinu Shalom v'nosen loy. Shenemar hoydiyeni no ezrachecha. Teach me your ways. What does it mean? Omer lefana, Ribbono Shel Olam. It's these mysterious ways. Mipnei ma yesh tzadik v'tayv lo v'yesh tzadik v'ra lo yesh rasha v'tayv lo v'yesh rasha v'ra lo. Sometimes it's tzadik and it's good for him in this world. Sometimes it's not a rasha, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Now an understanding, for a tzadik he should always be rewarded, a rasha should always be punished. Omer loy Moshe tzadik v'tayv lo tzadik ben tzadik, tzadik v'ra lo tzadik ben rasha, rasha v'tayv lo rasha ben tzadik, rasha v'ra lo rasha ben rasha. So the answer was, according to this teretz, the answer was, it depends also on zchus avos. It's not only on his chuyos. If it's a tzadik ben tzadik, it'll be all good. A tzadik ben rasha, he doesn't have zchus avos, so it's ra loy. With a rasha, it also depends on zchus avos. If he's a rasha ben rasha, there's no zchus avos, he gets punished. But if he has zchus avos, rasha ben tzadik, then it's toiv loy. Omer mara tzadik v'tzayv loy tzadik ben tzadik, tzadik v'rolo tzadik ben rasha. How could you say that? Ini, how could that be? V'haksi, poikin al ben avos, al bonim. One pasuk says that the sins of the fathers will be upon the children. that the sins of the father will be visited on the children. And it says, Bonim Eloyim Suamis. Another pasuk says that no, it will not be visited upon the children. Ramina Kroadani. So it seems to be a seer. Umshanina, and we answer, Loikasha, Hakashayasim, Masavisambiadeim. Hakashayasim, Masavisambiadeim. It depends if they follow in their father's ways or not. If the father was a Rasha and the son continues to be a Rasha, then we the pasuk, Poikin Ova, Salbonim, the sins of the fathers will be visited upon the children because they're following the ways. But if they don't, then that's where we apply the pasuk obanim loyumsu lavois. However, how can you say that a tzaddik ben rasha, he's not following in his father's path, why should he be punished? So that cannot be the explanation of tzaddik v'tayv lo tzaddik v'ralai. Ela the Gemara says ela hachi kam le tzaddik v'tayv lo tzaddik gomer. Where is it tzaddik? Is it tzaddik gomer? Tzaddik v'ralai, tzaddik she'ena gomer. If he's not complete, it's tzaddik, but not complete. Rasha v'tayv lo rasha she'ena gomer. If it's a rasha and it's good for him, it's a rasha she'ena gomer. He has some zchuyos. Rasha v'ralai, rasha gomer. Upliga the Ramer, now the members of Ramer seem to be contradicting themselves, because previously we said that Moshe Rabbeinu had three requests and they were all granted to him. Now in the following we'll see not like that. He was only granted two of the requests, not all three. Shenemar v'chanoisi yas asher hochein. Afal pi she'eno hoga. So Hashem will show favor to whoever he decides, even though the person is not worthy. Rechamti es asher arachim, and I'll have mercy al rachmim afal pi she'eno hogan. Asher arachim afal pi she'eno hogan. Vayomer lo yisucha liraseis ponah. So we see over here that he argues, that he says, no, that we cannot fathom when it's Hashem, it shows rachmim, and we don't understand why a tzaddik is toivla tzaddik v'ralah, and Rasha v'toivla Rasha v'ralah. It was not granted, and we don't have an explanation for that. So the continuous says, v'yem l'aysuch alira says, ponai, the Rabbeinu Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu that you cannot see my face. Where he says, you can see the back of my head. I mean, you'll have some understanding of the divine ways, of the comprehension of the Rabbi Nishalim, but not a full comprehension of the Rabbi Nishalim. So the Rabbi Nishalim is telling Moshe Rabbeinu now that you will not be able to see me. You will not be able to see my face. You will not have a full comprehension. So he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Kishrat Sisi, when I wanted to reveal myself to you by the Sneh, when I first appeared to you, and I wanted to reveal myself to you, Lorat Sisi, you did not, you hid from me. Achshav Shata Roitza, now that you're requesting, Eini Roitza, now I'm not going to grant it to you. So this seems to indicate that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu hid, and he hid his face from, did not want to look at the Sneh, he was criticized for that. But he argues and he says no, that was considered a schutz for Moshe Rabbeinu. It was considered a merit for Moshe Rabbeinu. Bischar shalosh zocha l'shalosh. The schar of the three mannerisms that he demonstrated by the Sneh, he was rewarded in three ways. Mischar v'yasr Moshe upon him, that he hid his face, ochel klaser upon him. He was like for the hadras upon him, that his face was shining with light. Mischar ki yore, that was afraid, zochel v'yaro migeshes leilav. He was like that people were afraid to come close to him, that he had this hadras upon him, that people were afraid of. He had the hadras upon him of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Mischar mehabit, zochel l'tmunas Hashem yabit. Scharfam, he didn't want to look. He was zaychalat munus Hashem yabit, that he was able to look at Hashem. So he considered it to be a merit that Moshe Rabbeinu was tzanu and did not want to look. So in this pasuk it says that you will not see my face. Vasiraisi as kapai varisas achayra. You'll see the back of my head, but upano lo yeiro. You won't be able to see the front of my face. You will not be able to comprehend the Rabbeinu Shalom completely and fully. So we darshan v'asi roisi as kapi reisas achoy rai amrav chanabar biznar rishim and chasidim elamit shehera kodesh baruch lemoishe kesher shel tefillin. Where he says, Achaira, what is in the back of a person's head is the kasher of a tefillin, wears tefillin. And as we mentioned earlier, the Rabbi Shalom also wears tefillin, so to speak, kivyochal. So he said, you'll see the kasher shel tefillin, you'll see the ritzuas, as the Rashba explains, you'll see the ritzuas in the kasher, you'll see how the world comes together, you'll see the external part of the workings of the world. But it's only the achoirai, the kasher shel tefillin, but the tefillin themselves, the batim, the parshias of the tefillin themselves, the pnimias, to see the Rabbanish comprehend, Rabbanish fully, you will not be able to.